Use this four-part formula to clear out all of that extra noise that's going on as you journey in entrepreneurship. Once you get this down, it'll allow you to focus, laser focus on what it is that you need to be doing, who you need to be doing it for, and how you need to be doing it. And remember, guys, this is us getting really general at first, but we are going to get super, super, super specific. The money, the fortune, is in getting so specific that it makes you uncomfortable. That is what we're going to be doing tomorrow. But for now, let's get down this one general sentence that summarizes what it is that you do, why you do it, and who you do it for.
Give it up for the one and only Charlo Sticky Icky Green.
Here for you, whatever you need, we literally got it. It's so important for you to get this down because it is going to provide a blueprint, basically, for you as you continue to build your business. It also helps you to communicate what it is that you're doing to other people, and most importantly, to yourself. If you were to sit there and ask yourself, what exactly do I do? How would you be able to answer that? Could you answer that right now? Probably not, because it's a lot of things. But if I asked you, what is it that you do? And you told me you help women in Timbuktu feel more confident in their careers with the hair extensions that you provide. That tells me that you know exactly who you are, you know who you're helping, you know what direction you're going, and you know how you're gonna get there. So let's start off with us throwing up the formula on the screen. I verb my target customers reach the solution my unique service provides by doing this one main thing. That is the formula. Now I'm gonna go ahead and break it down for you. When it comes to you creating your business, you using your unique positioning to decide where you want to fit in the market, and you communicating with your customers, there are so many ways for you to get distracted and get off course. So I borrowed, I tell you guys, I read a lot of books. I'm sure I heard something like this in a book before, but I put it all here together for you so that you can use this as your elevator pitch, as your one to two sentence summation of what it is that you do and why it is that you do it. The verb, that's the first part of things. When we're talking about creating value, we are talking about providing a service. We are talking about filling a need, right? So when we are in the process of filling that need, we are taking an action. When you are filling in the verb for your business and describing the service that you are providing, what you're gonna do is ask yourself what word or phrase you can use to describe that service. You can keep it super simple. For me, it's help. For me, it's help. In fact, I should just give you guys the entire like pitch thing. For me, my elevator pitch is I help Black women find financial freedom by creating hair extensions businesses. That's what I do in summation. Anything outside of that, if I want to, I don't know, go and invest in a bunch of new packaging, or if I want to have some fancy photo shoot that features me and only me and it's all about me, like, that means I'm off course. If anything that I'm doing, if my posts, if the way that I'm communicating, if my copy on my page does anything outside of this one sentence, it means I am off course. That is the kind of focus that it provides me. And I know especially if this is like your first business, you're hella overwhelmed with all of the decisions that you have to constantly make. This puts blinders on for you. I help Then we're going to get to the next part. Who are your target customers? Again, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. We are doing the avatar assignment. Next, we're going to get into getting super specific, but generally speaking, like how I said, my target customers, my target clients are Black women. Who are your target customers? You verb, you do this for your target customers. I help Black women. The next part of the solution, the next part of the formula, reach the solution my unique service provides. What is the solution? We're not talking about the service just yet. We are talking about the solution. After they interact with your brand, after they meet you, they buy from you, and they're happy, what are they happy about? What is that solution that you're providing? For me, the solution that I am providing is financial freedom. It's options. It's opportunity. But all of that is encompassed under financial freedom. I help Black women find financial freedom. I help my verb, Black women, my target audience, find financial freedom is the solution. That is the end goal. By doing this one main thing, by starting hair extensions businesses. So when it comes to you, do you help women in Timbuktu gain a level of confidence that they need to go out and be great career women with your hair extensions? Is your verb helping? Is your target women in Timbuktu? Is the solution your unique service provides feeling confident in their business settings and as career women? That's the solution, is confidence as career women that you're providing. And that one main thing, you are providing the hair extensions that do that for them. I know it might seem a little simple, but do this exercise, get down in the comments section and write it down. You have to write down your goals. You have to write down your dreams. You have to write down these different things that are defining your brand and business. If you don't write them down, they're just going to be a passing thought. And then tomorrow, when someone presents you with an opportunity to sponsor some sort of music video and you forget the fact that you are helping women in Timbuktu feel more confident in their careers, like the career, music video, great opportunity, probably a really great marketing opportunity if that was your demo, but career women, that's your target. See where I'm going with this? See how we're slowly laying brick by brick of your foundation so that you are building on stable ground and you know the why to everything that you're doing? That's what we're doing here. So today's homework assignment, hop down in the comments section and create your formula, create your elevator pitch, create your one sentence summary of what it is that you do, why you do it, and who it is that you do it for. Remember the four steps. One, the verb. What are you doing? What action are you taking for your customers or your target audience? Part two, who are your target customers? Who are they? Part three, what is the solution or end goal that your unique service provides? What is it? And then part four, what is the main vehicle that you are using to get your customers or clients from point A to point B? For most of you, that'll be hair extensions. For others, that'll be your wig making service. For others, that's your hair coloring. For others, like education. Get into it. Get into yourself and get into this business exercise. All right? Class in session. See you guys tomorrow.